My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today. You're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and today we're in the Fix It Up hot seat. If you've got a Fix It Up question, go ahead and ask us. Today is your day to test our how-to know-how. From decorating and design to demo and decks, we're ready to take your questions. Call us at 888-710-5557 or send an email at info@myfixituplife.com. We're ready to tackle your questions next on My Fix It Up Life. Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today. You're back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and we've had a couple of firsts this week.
We have had a couple of really good firsts. And you want to share what they are?
No, I just want to say that and then get right into the questions.
No. Now Lexi has started the fourth grade.
She has, so that's her first day of school in the fourth grade.
And our son, Jack.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that she loves school.
Oh, she absolutely loves school. Oh, she loves her teacher. She's kind of like she's funny in a way because she befriends her teachers. Like last year, she would, you know, working on a problem or something at her desk, and she'd get an answer wrong, and then she'd realize that it was wrong while she was working out. She'd get up and go to the teacher's desk and say, you know, what's funny thing? I almost answered this question wrong, but I figured out it was the wrong answer, so I changed it. Ha, ha, ha. And teachers just think that's delightful. They all do.
Everybody. Always a kind word. I'm very proud of that.
She kind of thinks in a way that she's like a teacher's helper. Like, even if she's in the class, she kind of is like,
hey, that's good.
She admires all of her teachers.
Yes.
Very much.
Yes,
so.
She's a good, good kid. And Jack, our other good kid, is in the new room this year.
He's in the two-year-old room. He's moved up to Bunnyland.
Yeah, and just between me and Jack, of course, it's the SWAT team bunnies.
Really?
Bunnies?
Well, I call him Rabbit because he's Jack Rabbit.
Bunnies,
so he's in the bunny room.
Like, cute and fluffy and stuff, and Jack's SWAT team baby.
He's SWAT team?
Special Forces.
He literally yesterday was reading the Popular Mechanics Complete Home How-To book, which is a big book. It's like 350 pages.
He reads it.
He reads it almost every day. That or the Mike Holmes.
What is that book? It's the inspection book that came out before his inspection show.
He loves reading those. Those are his two favorite books. Like, he bypasses Thomas and everything on the bookshelf, and he goes to those.
He really does.
But he was reading the Complete Home How-To guide, and he had his little camo shorts on and no shirt on, and he's just sitting there just, like, devouring this home improvement book.
Could he be more masculine?
Seriously.
And following the Clement family rule, by the way, sun's out, guns out.
Yeah. I think that the Clement men think that if they take their shirt off, then the sun will come out. So it's guns out, then sun's out.
If that can be our sun dance, then so be it.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to get right to the questions. Speaking of sun.
Oh, yeah. We get so many questions, you know, at info@myfixituplife.com.
And on Facebook.
And on Facebook. And we do get some tweets, too, some questions and stuff. So we wanted to spend the day just answering some questions and opening up the phone lines if anybody wants to call in, too, at 888-710-5557. That's right.
Or email, electronic mail, which we'll all get on our phones, computers, laptops, things you're just going to be shooting through here from the digital universe.
You get it straight into your brain.
info@myfixitoplife.com mm-hmm. for your questions. But this is one that we got from yet another place.
Yes.
This one being the DIY Network's tool blog.
Yes, Mark is their tool blogger for DIY
one of
Network.
Two.
Yes, Warren. Isn't he the other?
Warren Seegers is the other guy. Yeah, that's right. And we go back and forth talking about tools and answering home improvement questions. And this one, can't make it up, came from a guy named Jack.
Yeah. And was it our Jack?
No, I don't think it was our son. But he posted something I wrote about Waste Management's The Bagster.
Yeah, we talked about that on a recent show.
We did, and if you're going to ask me to remember how recently it was, I have no idea, but we have talked about it. And at any rate,
it's a really neat product, the Bagster.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's sort of a reinvention of the dumpster. It's basically a fabric bag.
It's like a dumpster, but in a tote.
Yeah, tote. It's a tote dumpster.
Yeah.
The Bagster is a fabric bag. It's large, can hold about 3,000 pounds of debris. Mm-hmm. And what you do is you put it in your yard and then whatever, demo your kitchen or take some landscape and stuff and throw it in there. And then a boom truck comes and gets it. So no truck enters your yard. They just drop the crane over, pick it up, throw it in the truck, and they drive away.
Now, we haven't tried this yet at our house, but I think that at some point we want to try it for a couple of reasons. One, because we've got a very small lot.
It's access to our lot from a dumpster truck, not really feasible.
We usually use the truck and trailer to remove our debris.
Yeah.
But because it's kind of cool and because it comes with the boom, like I think that you and Jack and all of the neighbor boys, like big and small, would be pretty excited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We could put all kinds of stuff in that.
Yeah.
But Jack asked a question about taking the Bagster inside his house.
Inside.
And because he had a good idea. He's demolishing part of a plaster and lath wall to insert a door in it.
Mm-hmm.
And his basic question was, can I take the Bagster inside, fill it up, then drag it outside, and then have them come pick it up? And my answer to him in the Bagster post was, well, not really. Because by the time you unfold it and fill it up with stuff and then drag it through your house, it's too big. You know, you'd be like,
I guess you could get it through like a sliding glass door kind of situation, or if you had
it's like a road map. You know, it comes all nicely packaged, size of a laptop briefcase.
I've seen that there at the home improvement centers.
Yeah, but by the time you unwrap that and like ravel it back up and put stuff in it, it will be way bigger than your hallways are wide.
Yeah.
So it's not made for that.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, no demerits to the Bagster. But then, so I suggested that he do a couple things, and that's the answer to the question. He asked if it sounded plausible to do with the Bagster, and I say not really for those reasons. But then, and that's all I posted on the DIY blog, but then it occurred to me that there's all kinds of other stuff, like what else to do. So I suggest protecting the floor with either a bunch of big pieces of cardboard.
Oh, yeah.
Which I love. Mm-hmm. Cheap and free, and if you can get them, cheap and free is really sort of like numb and stingy.
Well, and what have we been using lately as a protector, too?
The Odie 40mm PVC shower
love
liner.
Love it so much.
Yes,
so
it's
smart.
Great.
And it doesn't tear like a drop cloth does.
No, and it doesn't like crumple up and all those other things. But it's not super cheap.
No,
that
not like hardcore.
It costs a few bucks. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where I got it. But that stuff's great. Or you do take a drop cloth, and then you take a sheet of quarter-inch plywood and put it on top of the drop cloth.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a barrier. So because when he starts breaking out this lath and stuff, it's going to fall in big chunks. He's going to put tools down. So you want a decent barrier between the demolition debris and the floor.
Yeah.
The other thing he needs to be looking into is if there's a wire running through where, and it's almost guaranteed that, depends on the age of the house, actually. If he's got knob and tube, who knows where the wires are running through, but he's got to be ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is the trim transition. unless he's pulling all the baseboard and shoe off the entire wall and replacing it after he cases out his door, he's got a really persnickety cut to make so that he can fit in his casing, his door casing, and make the trim look like it grew there. So there's all kinds of stuff he could do, like use a Rockwell Sonicrafter.
Mm-hmm.
He might need to use a plinth block because his casing's got to be proud
mm-hmm.
of the base molding.
Mm-hmm.
Doing mental gymnastics here.
I just like the way you said that.
So you got to have the casing's got to be thicker than the base molding. So that's a really important one so that you're still happy. Then when you blow through the wall, you're going to need to put in a header strip in the floor because the flooring may not continue.
Mm-hmm.
If you're dealing with lead paint, hello.
Yes.
It's one of my fix-it-up wife's favorite topics these days. You mm-hmm. really, really need to contain that lead paint. Talking about plaster and lath, there's a high degree of possibility you're going to have that.
And it's all the fine particles that you get from the lead paint. It's not the chips that you can see, really, that are the...
It's the dust.
It's the dust.
Yeah.
It's the dust.
And to test and see if you actually do have it,
mm-hmm.
Check out this company we've become aware of called LeadCheck.
Yes, LeadCheck.com.
Is it .com?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I'll have to look into that.
We'll post it
on our website.
Hey, JT, why don't you punch that up? It's my new thing for JT. Do you punch stuff up anymore? Is that like, you know, when they had like number two pencils and punch
cards?
Well,
I think that while Mark is trying to figure out where his youth went, we're going to need to take a break. How's that sound, hon?
Sounds like a good plan, and good luck with your project, Jack. We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
TikTok, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out.
Live, and we are inside Mark's favorite segment of our show.
Yeah, even though today's show is all about the Fix It Up hot seat, we will not skip or skimp, Nation, on Fix It Up finds.
No, we shan't.
No, we shan't. And Colbert, that's a shout out to you. When we say Nation, we say that in homage to you.
In homage?
Yeah, that's French for homage.
Really?
Yeah. Tribute, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, your Fix It Up finds today, dear. Do you want to go first or shall I go first and we can alternate?
Let's see.
See, we don't talk before we start doing this program. We just kind of, like, just go.
Don't talk. We don't even see each other for the whole week prior to it.
We actually, when we were talking to new acquaintances, then they, you know, who listen to our show have said to us that they think that we're in our radio voices when we talk to them or in
yes,
our radio banter.
Yeah.
And it's just how we talk in real life.
It's like when I saw the Muppets years ago.
You're
speaking
comparing
of
us to the Muppets?
Vanishing Youth. The, what do they call them, impersonators? The old impersonator Rich Little was on. He was old then. And Kermit or Animal or one of the Muppets asked him, Mr. Little, is this your real voice or are you imitating yourself? And people ask us that. Are you doing a show right now? Like, this is just it.
Well, I have to say that I would like to start with my Fix It Up finds.
Yes. I think I went first last time anyway.
Ooh, you remembered.
Trade-off.
Anyway, I want to talk about colors. Do you like that?
Well, I'm having a tough time catching my breath. Let me pick this dead skin off my fingers while you talk.
I was just... Really? Seriously? I'm surprised you're not wearing the dress that I talked about from last week.
It just hasn't come yet.
Oh, it hasn't arrived.
Plus, I can't figure out the website because it's got an A and an E together. I gotta get somebody from the MF.
Well, you know,
HQ to work through that on the computer.
You know, Bear Paint. They came out with their color. Their color trends for the season.
Uh-huh.
And I thought they were super fun, and I wanted to share them. So, you know, just sit back, relax, and just enjoy the color.
Fix It Up Nation, this is your quiet time.
They've actually grouped them into classifications. And there's four classifications that they have. And the first one is boudoir goth.
That does not sound good.
Which is colors like purple and gray, deep colors. Kind of like what our dining room.
I totally dig that stuff. But boudoir goth just is ringing other bells.
Well, the next one is rock and roll, which they say unites updated neutrals like burnt orange, chalky brown, burgundy, and taupe gray.
Taupe. You're a designer. How can you not pronounce taupe?
I started talking before before I was thinking. But rock and roll.
Okay, what else?
Oh, I want to know which grouping is your favorite, too. So you have to actually listen.
I'm already boudoir goth. I don't care what
Tokyo
it is.
Tokyo pop.
Oh, now I'm digging that.
Okay. They say that it's perfect for a teenage girl's room. Yellow, purple, and hot pink. And then there's the Danish twist, which is a take on Northern European design that includes ripe olive, creamy white, and dark blue.
Yeah, I got to go with boudoir goth because I actually do like those colors.
Yeah,
I like dark, calm colors, especially in bedrooms.
Well, since we're in my area in Fix Up Finds, do you want to continue in my girly area?
Yeah, let's stay with it.
Okay. Well, I just want to say that I love my new shoes. I have to say that I do. I love them. I bought them at White House Black Market. They're these new red shoes that are just out. They're the snake embossed Mary Jane, and you have to check them out if you're out shopping. But the thing that I wanted to also share is that if you're out there looking for a fantastic, cute party dress, like I know Mark is, because, you know, party season is upon us, coming up soon.
Yeah. In fact, managing our social calendar is just, I don't know which party we're going to go to first.
But modcloth.com has the cutest dresses and accessories and shoes, and I totally love it. It's vintage and retro clothing.
Right on.
Modcloth.com. So I'm like thinking about the next time we're invited to a party that I should go there and buy a cute little party dress.
Totally. Well, you're beautiful, so.
Well, because my Fix It Up life isn't just about your house. It's also about, you know, your whole lifestyle.
That absolutely is true. And, you know, we may actually toggle way more too much into decks and demolition and retaining walls and all that other stuff because the finer things are important, too.
It's the whole package.
It's the whole thing.
It is.
It's a whole thing.
So do you have any kind of muscularity that you want to muscle in?
Well, of course. I mean, I'll say that and then toggle right into all this home improvement stuff.
You're going to paint yourself in boudoir goth and wear a mod cloth dress?
Well,
and talk
I actually
about tools?
Do have a beautiful element that I wish I've seen more of these.
Okay.
And it is called a rain chain. And this is made by a company called New Concept Louvers.
Oh, I know those. I saw them. We saw them at the Builder Show a few years ago.
Yes. Yeah. And they have been around. They're like one of those super old things that no one knows about, but they're super awesome.
Oh, beautiful.
What they do is they replace your downspout. And what they are is basically they're chains, but when the water comes off your roof into your gutter, water holds together. You know, like if you pour a glass of water all the way up to the top and you can see you can get the water to go above the rim of the glass, the water holds itself together so it doesn't need to go down a pipe.
Surface tension?
Surface tension. Cohesion, said Mr. McClellan in high school biology class.
No, but they are beautiful because, like, the water follows the chain all the way down.
Yes. And they put decorative elements like umbrellas, fish, you know, with their mouths open so that the water, like, goes through their bodies and stuff. They got all this funky stuff. They're awesome.
But you know what it really is?
What really
is? It's like house jewelry.
It is.
It's like
why am I here?
It's like putting some some, like, you know, some dangling earrings.
Just sucking the life out of
your house. It just, like, makes it sparkle, and it's so pretty.
You're right.
House jewelry.
You're absolutely right. They are off the charts awesome. And I'm the reason that I'm looking at it
but
is
they are
because,
manly too, because they are chains. I mean, it is.
Well, it's an awesome fix-it-up project that doesn't take forever to do, doesn't cost $1 million. Or if you are remodeling your porch or something like that, you can add one of these as a decorative element, and they're awesome.
They are awesome.
They're just awesome to look at. And then they can drain into a pot at the bottom or drain in the ground or whatever it is. So New Concept Louvers, Louvers, .com. Check these things out.
Now, we have just about a minute, dear. Do you have another fix-it-up find you want to share?
Yes, I do.
I think we could have 2 minutes for your find.
Well, I'm glad somebody knows because I don't have a clock over here. I don't know what's going on today time-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But Milwaukee Tools has introduced their new voltage detector with LED. And this is something that somebody has needed to do a better job on and make it easier for those of us who are not electricians to test voltage, see what's hot and see what's not. So it's, you know,
I love that, see what's hot and see what's not.
So you can test all kinds of different stuff on here, but it's basically a pen type detector. You stick it in a plug. If it's hot, it'll tone a little thing, and then there you go.
I like that.
Simple, effective. I can leave it in my tool pouch or leave it in a toolbox. And when I'm dealing with hot wires or not, I can figure it out. So now, there's my minute.
And what is it called again?
It is the new voltage detector with LED. And I'm looking on my notes here for a model number.
And it's from Milwaukee. And what's the website? Is it Milwaukee Tools?
It's MilwaukeeTools.com.
Okay. That sounds very good. And you know what? I think we have to take a break anyway while you look confused.
Will I scan this paper for a model number? We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Roofers World is helping make your next roof repair or home renovation project easier, faster, and safer. Roofers World is your source for durable tear-off tools, powerful leak repair tape, secure roof staging systems, and much more. Visit www.roofersworld.com to get helpful renovation tips and roofing safety advice from our blog. Buy products online through the New eStore or locate a distributor in your area.
Back to my Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark,
my wife Teresa, and we're on the hot seat.
We are on the hot seat. Ooh,
that's awful. that's awful. You're funny, but that's awful.
I was dying to do
you
that.
You know what? That's it.
Well, you know what? It's kind of like the heated seats in my car. I love them. I love warm seats.
Wow, this is a compelling conversation. I love warm seats, too.
No, you don't. You never use the heated function.
I like hot Toll House cookies.
Do you sit on them?
Sometimes.
Now, today we're answering questions that we've gotten in email and phone calls, and we've gotten a lot of questions about this particular subject that I'm about to introduce.
Please introduce it. Without further ado.
Without further ado, behind door number one, we have the retaining wall. We get probably at least, you know, a question every week about our retaining wall project that we did like 6 years ago.
Of all the projects we've done. All
most
the crown
popular.
Molding we've hung, all of this, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
People love this thing.
Absolutely. Hands down, we get more questions about it than anything else. And neighbors ask us about it. Passersby ask us about it. I mean, it's seriously.
Yeah.
It was an awesome project too. The first one we did at our Fix It Up house.
Gushing rain.
Oh, it was awful.
Yeah.
It was very muddy. Yeah. Yeah. But I wanted to share just two of the questions that we have received because the answer is pretty much the same for both of them. So let me read the questions, Mark.
Oh, that's good. We've received these by email at info@myfixitoplife.com.
We have, but if you have a question, you can call us at 888-710-5557. And the questions we got, well, the first one is from, gosh, I don't even know how to pronounce his name. Erast?
Okay.
I don't know. Borisov?
Okay, well, hey, it sounds like, who's the Rocky and Bullwinkle people?
Boris and Natasha.
Boris and Natasha, that's it. I knew.
Probably not the same person.
Probably not.
We got this question, and he saw the article on the interweb about our retaining wall project and was asking, how high was that wall coming up from the sidewalk? More importantly, if a slope were steep enough to require a second retaining wall of that same type to terrace behind your first wall, how close would the second wall be behind the first wall, and how deep would those post holes have to be dug? Oh, but wait a minute before you dive into that question, Mark, because okay. We have another question that's sort of along the same lines.
Okay.
Now, Jeff sent this question in. He also read about our retaining wall project, and he's asking about how stable is the retaining wall. He's thinking about doing the same kind of project. And he has 4 feet of earth 30 feet off of the back of the house, and then 10 feet from the boulders to the back of the property line, and wants to fill in about 4 feet of gravel and earth 10 feet wide from the back of the boulders to retaining wall, like we built. Mm-hmm. And how would it work?
Well, generally speaking, both these questions ask the same thing, which is how can I terrace the land?
Yeah, how can I manage all of this earth that I have in my backyard or my yard so that I can make it a flat surface and be able to use it?
Right. And I have to answer generally because there's all kinds of variables that aren't in these questions.
Like their soil and like...
the amount of water that's gushing through there, you know, those kinds of things.
The frost line, the local...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So the real answer is you do need to go to a soil engineer to figure out what the depths are, because the wall that we built is a seawall type or bulkhead type retaining wall. Most retaining walls you see the landscapers build, they dig down 6 inches or maybe a foot, and they start stacking up 6x6s.
Mm.
And the higher they go, sometimes they'll run one back into the hill, perpendicular to the wall. They call that a dead man. I don't really know if it works. If all the soil's moving, it's going to move that too.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be an anchor, but I'm not really for it.
It would be a slower moving one because it would be a point
right.
Instead of it would decrease the surface of the moving soil.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So, and I've seen so many of those walls fail and just not really look all that hot. So when we did the wall at our house, one of my early on construction jobs was building docks, and the company that we worked with also built seawalls. So they would have giant excavators, and they would drive huge holes into the beach and send telephone poles down, pilings. And then they would put planks on the back of that. So we took that idea and did it at our house with pressure-treated 6x6. And we dug holes, put them down into the ground, and put planks behind them. So it's visually interesting to look at, and it is not going anyplace. It hasn't moved since the day we put it in.
No, it hasn't. And also, because it's the posts are in front, it creates these little nooks for flowers and plantings, too,
yeah.
Which kind of helps to brighten up, you know, the front
of
our house.
Monolithic surface.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has a little pop of color.
And to the extent that it's easier to put in than another wall, you're buying a lot less 6x6 and a lot more 2x8, which is what we use to plank it with. But for some of these projects that I guess it's Arist and Jeff mentioned, they might need to really auger down, you know, 6, 8, 10, 12 feet, really use... telephone poles, pilings, because they got to get down below, they got to get deep enough so that they have ballast
mm-hmm.
to hold these hills back. And if one hill is dependent on another hill to stay put, you got to be way, way down. Another possibility is to pour concrete. So you can, again, you have to auger the holes way, way down, pour a concrete footing, and then rebar in there, and then come up with concrete form tubes all the way up and plank behind that. But you definitely have to get a professional involved because one thing depends on the other.
Well, and the other thing, too, to before we filled it in with dirt and everything behind the wall, we did some waterproofing, too. And also, you drilled some holes in the wall for also water to be able to find its way out.
Because
that's one of the the big issues that can kind of deteriorate not only the soil movement, but also water.
And I think that's a big reason these timber tie walls, you know, 6x6 on edge, fail, is that the water builds up behind them and has nowhere to go. And every time, water will win.
Yeah.
So it pushes these walls over. It freezes in there, freezes and thaws and all that.
Water
other
is
stuff.
A very, very powerful thing. Oh. Like most of building, most of what we do for building, I mean, you take away, like,
at the shelter level.
The shelter level. You do it because of water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep the water out and give it somewhere to go.
And usually the big problems that happen is because of water. You know, water gets into your house and deteriorates your structure. You have mold. You have all kinds of problems that water finds a way.
Yeah, and we did two things. One of them is super simple. We drilled 1.5-inch holes at the bottom of the wall every 6 feet. And that's just enough. The water will weep out. The other thing we did at the base of the wall was we put in a bunch of rubble. We had in the house, not in the house, but under the porch, someone was kind enough to leave a bunch of giant pieces of concrete. Don't ask me how they got there. And we used those as fill. And we poured them into the base of the wall, wrapped it all in landscape fabric.
Just the kind of the same thing you do when you're filling up a pot for flowers. You always want to put little rocks or pieces of broken pottery at the bottom so that the water has a place to go.
Yeah, it gives the water some place to move around.
Mm-hmm.
It's little channels and stuff for it to go. So that's what we did, just on a larger scale. So for anybody building a wall at their house or considering it, that's a really important part of it. And the more you have, the more places are water to go.
And you can check out our retaining wall project at myfixituplife.com. Just search for retaining wall, and we have to take a break, Mark.
Okay, we'll see you more hot seat when we come back on My Fix It Up Life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today. Husband. And, you know, JT, our producer, and
genius.
Mark just basically tickle each other throughout the whole program.
Genius.
I mean,
comic
really.
Genius.
JT is pretty funny. He can really get Mark going.
In the span of, like, one word, he crippled me.
I mean,
seriously, I think I ruptured my spleen laughing.
I think he did.
But the show must go on.
Yeah, that's fine. Because we have a caller on the line.
We do. And our caller, are you there? Caller.
I'm here.
Hi, who's this?
This is Sean from Woodbury. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Sean. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. This is a great show. I'm calling because I'm hoping you guys can help me save my marriage.
Oh, I can do that. Don't ask Mark for help in that.
Get ready.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. I got myself involved in a renovation about 2 years ago, and this is exterior siding, and I put the tieback up, and then I got stuck. And my wife is telling me that if she has to look at a Tyvek anymore, she's going to divorce me. So I've got to get the siding up.
Ooh.
And where the procrastination comes in is there's all this stuff coming through the wall. We've got electrical, we've got water, we've got an exterior speaker, and you know, the normal windows and doors. And all those obstacles, I think, are where the procrastination comes in. So maybe you can throw out some ideas on how to tackle some of those obstacles like electrical and water, the utilities coming through the wall.
So first question is, what kind of siding are you planning to put up on your home?
Cedar clapboard. We're going to do about a 4.25 exposure.
Ooh.
Oh, nice. Western red cedar, yeah. And,
yeah.
And 4.25.
It's pre-primed, so I'm not too worried about the about the siding. The siding itself is not causing so much concern. It's all of the little challenges that that go with the layout of the job.
Well, let me ask you this, because most people who might be tackling a project like this aren't going to throw in a detail like 4 1/4 exposure, having never done it before. So are you kind of, have you done it before? Are you getting this out of a book? Or where do you enter the project?
I've done a little clapboard before, just very easy stuff. I've done a lot of cedar shingles before. It's in high school and college. I did some construction where I put up some cedar shingles.
Okay.
And that's just a little different in terms of the way you tackle the utilities that come through the wall.
Right.
And that's also been a while.
Right. And are you inclined to call them clapboards at all, or do you want to stay with clapboard?
You know, that's a funny one. You know, where I come from, everybody says clapboard. But I've heard this clapboard term, too. I think it's strange to my ears. But
yeah.
Either way.
Me too. I know what you're talking about. Well, generally speaking, the way I would approach it is to use some type of a block that is proud of the clapboards, if you will, for our clapboard people, and or proud of the clapboards for the way Sean and I say it, which is, you know, if you've got a 4 1/2 inch exposure, you got like what, a 5 1/2 inch piece of siding, 6 inch piece of siding.
Oh, I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh, the overall width of your siding is going to be somewhere around 6 inches. So what you want to do
is... more than an inch underlapping in each course.
Right. So just grab a hunk of 5/4 cedar at your lumber yard, and wherever your penetrations are, what you want to do is cut a block such that the siding stops, the block goes around it, so you're going to have to drill a hole in it. Pull the wire through, because whatever your electrical is going to is got to be like a light or something, right?
We've got
you just have wires hanging
out of
your
power
house.
Outlet. We've got water for an exterior hose. We've got a speaker, and then 3 windows.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, no wonder you're not doing this job. I wouldn't do it either. You know what? If you just take some extra staples and whack that Tyvek up, that'll stay for a long time.
Yeah, I don't think his wife would like that.
I've been doing that for 2 years. I'm running out of staples.
yeah. You want to use a block and try to get the block and whatever's penetrating it to be in a full course of siding so that you don't have to notch your siding all over the place.
Yeah.
And the other thing you're going to need to do is run a piece of rigid metal flashing over the block and up under the siding, under your building paper.
Hey, I've got a question that leads to the next question on the flashing. There's a lot of ways to do that. You know, of course, you've got you see copper and lead and aluminum. And what's your 2 cents on what kind of metal to use for the flashing?
I know that one of the three of those doesn't play well in the same chemical sandbox with cedar. If you can isolate, it might be aluminum. If you can isolate the aluminum from the cedar, I think you'd be okay. The thing to do with that question is to call my friend Paul Mackey at the Western Red Cedar Lumber Association. Seriously, if you check in with him at wrcla.org, there's videos of him. He calls himself like Dr. Cedar or something.
And Dr. Cedar.
Yeah,
wow.
There's nothing this guy doesn't know about cedar. And he'll be able to answer that question for sure. And I could be wrong. They all might get along well.
Well, where I get scared on the materials choice is the copper requires a break. You can't bend it well around tight corners with, you know, just by hand. So I get a little nervous about copper because, you know, I don't have really the means to work with copper so easily. Aluminum, similar.
Lead
easier. I'm not sure about the toxicity issues there. I'm not sure.
What? I'm sorry, toxicity issues? I missed that. What's
toxic? Well, people talk about, you know, the downside of lead and lead paint, lead. I'm not sure where that stands.
Now, it's when lead becomes airborne. like in paint dust. The lead you're dealing with, which might be a really good choice because, just like you say, you can just bend it with your hand.
Hmm.
That might be the easiest thing, all told.
And you don't have to get a break or anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it
so
looks
I shouldn't
awesome.
Do it with my mouth or anything. I shouldn't bend it with my teeth.
Yeah, you shouldn't chew it like gum.
We wouldn't recommend that, per se, but...
But it tastes so good.
Oh. That's interesting.
Yeah. Oh, this is great. And to the extent that you can map out your siding installation such that you get a full course of siding to butt into the bottom of your window trim,
mm-hmm.
then you're like super artist in the siding side.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about the nails? You know, you people say you can leave the nails proud. Some people say set them. What do you say about the nails?
Oh, this one I do know the answer to because I've given presentations for Paul at the WRCLA, and you want to use a stainless steel or double hot dip galvanized nail and drive it flush. Don't countersink
it. Drive it flush.
Drive it flush.
You don't set them and fill them. You just leave it flush.
You can set them and fill them. That's the other side of the coin, but you can't countersink them and then not do anything because
yeah.
you expose the end grain.
You'll expose the grain that – once you sink it in.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right. Well, if you're still taking questions, I've got another one. where the cedar meets the corners, the windows and the corner board, there's a lot of choices now you have there. You've got finger jointed pine, there's cedar, there's this new plastic trim material. What do you say about trim, where the cedar with the clapboard meets the trim?
For your window casing?
Window casings and also the corner boards.
Oh, wow. We've had, certainly you can use finger joint Western red cedar. There's no question about that.
Okay.
You can use solid sawn Western red cedar. Going to want to use a clear with no knots in it because you don't want the knots to bleed through. And your cedar siding is probably the same material. So if you want to keep
it
all cedar, check
that. What do you think about the plastic stuff? That's kind of appealing to me, the idea that, you know, it's not going to rot, it's not going to... actually, I don't think it requires to be primed even.
It doesn't. We've had really good luck with FIPON.
We have, yes.
They do a solid PVC one-by, and they do urethane crowns and all kinds of different molding profiles, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It works
What's
great.
What's the end grain like? You know, in the corner board, you're going to see one end grain when you put the corner boards together. So what are you looking at for end grain with the plastic?
The FIPON that we have... is it looks real. It looks like real wood. It's not like super hard, shiny plastic. It's just got enough of a texture, I guess, that it looks like a real piece of wood, and just
it doesn't
not
have the
going
sheen
anywhere.
To it that you would, you know, with a plastic kind of product. Like, sometimes you can tell because there's, like, a little bit of a sheen to it.
Yeah.
It takes the light just a little bit differently than a wood.
Yeah, so. And it comes white. It's solid through mm-hmm. and through. And then if you're going up longer than the board is long, you fuse those pieces together with polyurethane adhesive and nails. So you effectively uh-huh. make one piece.
Now, I'm trying to figure out if you're helping my marriage or hurting my marriage, because now you've taken away a lot of my excuses. I can't say, honey, I can't do the siding because I don't know what to do with those utilities. So I don't know. This might be a good thing or a bad thing for my marriage.
I guess it depends on whether or not she's there listening to our show with you, and you can hide this.
Doesn't everybody?
Sean, you're going to have to send us some pictures. I'm dying to see how this plays out. But right now, we're trapped against a break we have to take. So, Sean, thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, good luck with your project. And we will be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
TikTok, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
What a perfect day to play left right there.
And it's a perfect day inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
My wife, Teresa, and I'm a lucky man.
Oh.
It's true.
That's so nice.
Fabulous wife in a thousand ways.
Oh. You might get a smooch later.
Woo!
I know.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty hot for a married couple.
Yeah. Yeah. We have the kids already.
They get a full-on smooch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got another question that we wanted to tackle on our program today.
Why are you always tackling questions?
Well, I grew up watching football.
You don't need to tackle the question.
Oh, you gotta tackle. You gotta get in there. You gotta take hold of it.
And didn't we have a post on?
We did. If you tackle your basement, your house might fall down.
Yeah.
But we got this question from a woman named Jessica.
Okay, right on.
Mm-hmm. And do you want to read the question? Because it's in front of you. Would you like me to share the question?
Well, since I don't know what the answer is to it yet, somebody better read it.
I'll read it.
Okay.
I've got a bit of a problem with the curtains in my living room.
Rip them down. Foo bar!
Okay.
Might be the wrong
Particularly
answer.
The one across our slider door. You can find out what geographic location she is from the reference to slider.
Versus patio?
Yeah. Patio door.
She's in
America? Sliding
door.
Mm-hmm.
Really? This is some kind of geographic
giveaway?
When
we first
giveaway?
Hung the curtains, I thought they looked too bunched up at the top, and the curtains bowed out a little as they fell to the floor instead of falling in a nice vertical line from top to bottom. Are you still awake, Mark?
I'm sorry, are we talking about dresses?
I lived with it for a while, and then one day, when I was feeling impetuous,
I asked
my husband to move the brackets out just an inch or so, believing that that would solve the problem, the bunching problem. Well, the curtains fall nicely now, but unfortunately, expandable curtain rods weren't meant to extend quite that far and now barely meet in the middle and sag with the weight of the curtains. We now have to be careful when we move the curtains aside to use the sliding door.
Which apparently, by using the word slider, I know your address.
I really want the nice clean look you see in the design shows and magazines. The one long unbroken curtain rod that doesn't have all the middle support brackets visible. I've put off buying a longer extendable rod because the support brackets just seem to get in the way of opening and closing the curtains when you have to use the slider. And they're unattractive. I don't know what other option I might have. Any suggestions?
Super fun suggestion for the DIYer.
Well, there's a couple of things that you can do.
Okay.
Do you have a suggestion?
No, I just started talking because I have no idea what to do. Well, I figured if I just talked enough, the show would end.
Really? No, because this is an actual problem, a frustration, you know, trying to figure out what kind of curtain that you want to hang above your sliding glass door because it's a functional space.
Yes.
And one thing that's a really good idea that I like that kind of feeds into one of your top, you know, favorite projects.
Thumbtacks and dark blankets.
Really?
Well, I am
Seriously?
A guy.
Seriously? No.
Yeah.
You could do...
JT's nodding his head like, yeah.
You can actually hang the curtain inside of like a cornice box above the sliding glass door. So you kind of like use trim to make, you know...
So you take some one by
mm-hmm.
and whatever the distance is from the top of your door casing to your ceiling is what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Am I picking this up?
And
so if it's 8 inches or 10 inches or whatever... Take a piece of one by and make a three-sided box?
Yeah, you make a box so that the curtains go inside of the box and it hides all of the stuff in there. So you don't have to go out and buy a really expensive fancy curtain rod, you know, that can span the whole distance that you need it to. Because they can be very pricey.
Yeah.
But there are gorgeous ones out there.
Yeah. Oh, well,
if you're into that kind of solution, Smith & Noble has some really cute ones, definitely.
You love that place.
I adore that place. But then one other cool thing that you can do with the cornice box is that you can weave it into your crown molding in your room, too.
Yes.
And make it a pretty exciting visual, like, you know, interest piece in your house. Like, be like a wow moment when you see this doorway.
Or you could wrap the cornice box with crown in a room that doesn't have crown molding in it.
That's
so
what
you
I'm
just
saying.
Do a little crown. Oh.
Yeah.
You can wrap crown molding around it versus wrap crown molding around it into the crown that's already there.
Either way.
You can do both.
You can do both.
Yeah.
Or you could have it dead end into the wall, too.
Right.
Like, it can kind of just, I want to say peter out. That's probably not appropriate to say, is it?
I don't know if we're still on this station anymore.
Anyway. No, but actually, that would probably be a solution that...
It's called dead end.
...your husband would enjoy as well, because it kind of takes... The girly stuff out of hanging curtains and makes it more of a muscular DIY project.
And what you want to do, since the ceiling is two-dimensional and the wall's two-dimensional, is you want to take a 1x2 cleat and screw it to the ceiling and two cleats screwed to the wall. That's what you're going to attach your box to.
Yes.
Attach a cornice box to it. It doesn't just hang up there by magic.
No, you don't want to actually try to screw through the box to the wall either. You want to do the cleats so that you have a really good nailing surface or screwing surface.
Yes, exactly. And that way, also, you'll be able to catch a couple of ceiling joists.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you can't catch studs in the wall, most of the work is being done by the ceiling cleat, so you can just use some hollow wall anchors.
Yes.
Paint it all, both sides.
Yes, you definitely want to do that. And I think it's kind of a hot thing. So I hope that answer helped you, Jessica.
Yeah, that sounds like a great project.
It does sound like a fun project. I would love to do that at our house.
I would, too. Too bad
well,
we don't have a slider.
Too bad
I don't know where I live.
Anyway, I think we need to take a break, Mark.
We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life in the Hot Seat.
To play left right there.
Roofers World is helping make your next roof repair or home renovation project easier, faster, and safer. Roofers World is your source for durable tear-off tools, powerful leak repair tape, secure roof staging systems, and much more. Visit www.roofersworld.com to get helpful renovation tips and roofing safety advice from our blog. Buy products online through the New East Store or locate a distributor in your area.
Welcome back to My Fix It Up Life.
This is our hot seat show.
This is our hot seat. This is like the final segment of hot seatness.
Yes, this is the final segment. Whatever
you
call
it. Is this where it's like the most hot, or is it the least hot? Because we start off at level hot, and then we go. Is it like wings?
Why does everything have to have
like
some
when
kind
you buy
story arc? For
like
you?
Like when you buy wings, they have like on fire, exploding, nuclear.
When I went
whatever.
To St. Michael's College. That was it.
In Vermont. Or Vermont.
Mountain Wings and Things. That place, they would send, it was a volcano, it was death trap, it was whatever the flavors were.
Yeah, they all sound horrifying.
Myocardial infarction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah. I don't know, our show's not like that. It's just, it's all good, man.
It's all hot.
It's all good. It's like, you were talking about, what were you talking about, like Plato or Deepak Chopra last week or something?
Yes.
Let's get all calm and in our side. Let's get all calm inside our soul beings.
That sounds nice.
Boring.
Maybe Tara can babysit a little longer so we can go on a little date.
That would be fun.
Ooh.
But you know, we do only have a couple of minutes left in this show.
We do.
We got to get to what we're doing.
Well, yeah, we want to talk about what we're doing, well, this coming week, and then our next show, too. This week, we're going to be going to the remodeling show in Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes.
Where we're going to be learning about hot new products and, you know, get to get our little hands on them first before they're out in the marketplace. Mark's going to be teaching some bathroom clinics. He's going to be in the bathroom all week.
Yeah, I have to build the set down there, and then we're going to be talking about bathroom remodeling tips and tricks to the pro users, to the pro audience there. Also going to be doing three clinics using Bondera.
Oh, Bondera is pretty fly.
Yeah, oh, this stuff is magic.
We've been playing with it at our house, and we haven't quite gotten to our kitchen backsplash project, but we're going to be getting to it, too, because also we'll be talking about tile on next week's program as
yes.
well.
And we have a super cool giveaway from RotoZip.
Yes, we do.
They've got... I love putting in tile, but I don't love trying to figure out how to cut circles and stuff out of it for plumbing penetrations.
Yes.
And RotoZip's got this thing called a tile dock.
Yes.
It looks like it's going to change the game.
Well, and RotoZip has agreed to give away two kits of these special packages of products for you, our fans.
They like us.
And they include a tile dock, all three sizes of X scores. Tile core bits.
Core bits.
Yeah, I can't say that so good.
Evidently, that's why.
Tile X wheel, the tile cutter for the RotoZip tool. And then they also, the RotoZip 50 kit, which includes the RotoZip tool.
The tool itself.
A bunch of other things, too.
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge package.
It's huge. Yeah. And so all you have to do is write to us, info@myfixituplife.com, post a message on Facebook, or call us at 888-710-5557, and you can enter to win. Just tell us why you want it, and the most entertaining reason wins.
Every time.
Every time. And then we're also giving away a select step ladder.
Genius.
In a few weeks. Yes.
Genius
from
ladder.
The folks at Little Giant.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They've reinvented the step ladder.
Yeah. That's a hot prize
as
well.
We've had one under review at the MFIUL headquarters.
That's the My Fix It Up Life headquarters.
Yeah. HQ, man.
Yeah.
And
where we're at Triple O right now.
Out of office.
Uh-huh.
And, we've done it. We've used it everything from cleaning gutters to working on the porch. The thing is great.
And painting.
Yeah. And by the time we give that away, their infomercial should be in full swing.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you in that infomercial?
I'm not in it.
How's come?
I don't know. They must know me.
Oh. Well, don't forget to check us out online at myfixituplife.com. Check out our blogs because both of our kids have blogs on our website.
Check us out on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And we will see you next time on My Fix It Up Life.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance.
Popular Mechanics Magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out PopularMechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. Or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at PopularMechanics.com.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Mark Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lessons. Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide. Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you their exclusive homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. They also offer natural aromatherapy oil, perfumes, and soy candles. All of Green Street Luxury products are made with natural oils and ingredients, and most of their products are vegan or vegetarian friendly. Green Street Luxuries keeps packaging simple to keep the price down for you and to stay environmentally friendly. Their containers are recyclable, renewable, and sustainable. And they donate 5% of annual sales to local charities. Healthy skin, environmentally friendly, and affordable. Why not try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com. That's greenstreetlux.com.